The Alpha Sessions. Hello and welcome to Alpha Sessions. My name is Anna Ahrens. I've been here as a guest a few times and I'm delighted to be running my first interview with the lovely Martha May. Mm-hmm. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's so good to be back. I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've been here.
Well, so you've been up to a lot since you were last here.
Honestly, I feel like I've lived 10 lives since the last time I was here.
You've got your new single. So is that the main thing you've been working on?
Yeah, I've been working on so many things. So do you want me to tell you a little bit about everything?
Tell us everything.
So since the last time I was here, I've released four tracks since I've been here. So two last year in 2024. So one of them is an EDM bop called Heaven.
Yeah.
That was a bit of an out-of-the-box experience for me because I'm normally an indie pop songwriter, kind of girly. Mm-hmm. But I met this producer and he does drum and bass and he was like, oh, why don't we try writing together? So I was like, okay, I want to try something new. So we wrote Heaven, so we did that. And then after that, I released Stars in Your Pocket, which is a sad girl autumn kind of song, which is what I called it. And that kind of like marked a new era for me in which I focus more on pop. And I also did the Croatian Eurovision National Final, a.k.a. Dora, in February of this year. So that's a song I released as well. And we are now coming closer to my most recent release, which is People Person. That just came out 5 days ago.
Wow, so you've been very busy.
Yeah, I have. I've been working on music. I wrote so many other songs. So many projects are still in preparations. But yeah, I've been working on the music.
I wanted to ask you, since you were last here, do you feel like your songwriting process has evolved? Has your approach to songwriting changed at all? Or is it still kind of similar to before?
I definitely think it has evolved and it has grown a lot because I feel like last time I was here, I was still mostly writing everything by myself. But since then, I've opened up to so many collaborations. Now, most of the songs that I'm releasing and writing are done with other artists, with other producers. And I just feel like I've kind of developed a clearer vision on what my project is and what I want my songs to sound like. But I think it's just growth, you know, and I'm older, I'm 2 years older,
yeah.
And I've gotten wiser, the frontal lobe has developed, so
yeah. And do you find writing with other people makes your songs, I guess you might have an idea at first, but then working with someone else, it ends up in a completely different direction, or?
I feel like it does bring a new direction for sure. And the ones that I've been working with so far have always brought something good. I still haven't had a single bad session where I was like, oh, I really don't like this. But I think the biggest thing for me with collaboration is that I'm pretty sure I have undiagnosed ADHD. So I feel like when I talk to other artists and people in the room, I get to focus on actually finishing the song more, and I get to verbalize everything I'm feeling and kind of like reach a better conclusion for what I want the song to be about.
Yeah, I've done similar things before, and you kind of bounce off of each other and ideas just kind of come from
each
other.
Yeah, exactly. And I read this book about songwriting. It's called Writing Better Lyrics by Pat Pattison, and that has informed my songwriting a lot. And in this book, I think he says that there is no such thing as a bad idea, and like there is bad ideas, but you still have to say them.
Yeah.
You still have to say them out loud. So when you're with someone, the biggest rule is don't be scared of an idea being bad. Just throw it out there. And if it's bad, you're just going to laugh about it. But you have to get it out, because when you say the bad idea, there might be a good idea
that
like being born in the head of the other person.
Yeah.
You know, so you just bounce off each other.
Definitely. You mentioned all your singles since you were last here. So we are going to hear Stars in Your Pocket. And I can't wait to talk about Eurovision. But let's talk about your newest single, People Person. I'm loving the artwork for it. I'm feeling Chapel Roan.
Thank you so much.
Is that an influence?
I do love Chapel Roan. She is my big influence, and I have to be that person to say, I knew her before she was famous. I actually did know her before she was famous. I went to her concert in London in, I think, early 2023, when the venue was 400 capacity, and I mean it was still sold out, but it was a 400 capacity, and now she's this amazing international pop star, and she's amazing. Yeah. I look up to her a lot.
She just blew up then, because that wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, but see, I feel like she's the proof of the fact that an overnight success takes 10 years, because she's been working on her music for so many years, and she just blew up now. So that kind of inspires me to just like keep going. You know, it takes time, and that's okay.
Definitely. And I think I can hear it in the song, especially like I love the peppy backing vocals, which are gonna.
Thank you.
And what I was gonna say is also the pinkness in your artwork.
Yeah.
But I've kind of seen, you've described this as a new era for Martha May. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Yes, of course. So I feel like now that my frontal lobe has developed, I would say, I have kind of grown into myself and realized what my brand is about. And right now I'm just embracing the pop star mermaid that I am, because I am a girl from the sea, you know, I'm from Split, Croatia. So it's just, there's always that kind of aquatic influence on my life. And I am quite whimsical, and I love fairy tales, and I love everything that is sparkly. And that's why I kind of chose the pop star mermaid vibe to go with. So I'm just enjoying that with all the sparkles, drama, big feelings, delusion, everything that comes with that.
And the hair.
And the hair, yeah, that's what they say. The longer, the better.
Yeah, I always wanted long mermaid hair, but didn't get it.
Use rosemary oil, trust me.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I was going to say, actually, because Chapel Roan's got this, not that this whole interview is about her, but if she's your influence and she's got such a strong look and identity, which I don't know, as you knew her before, did she always have that, or has it become stronger since she's got famous?
She always had that, but now it's like that times 1,000.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what I'm trying to do. I feel like I've always had this pop star mermaid vibe, but it's just now I am trying to make it as exaggerated as possible to like grow into the brand as much as possible. And I think that's what they say. They say that you have a brand if they can dress up as you for Halloween. So I am still to find that
distinctive?
The distinctive, yeah. I'm still like looking for that distinctive Martha May look, but I'm sure I'm going to find it soon, I hope.
Definitely. So should we listen to People Person?
Yes, let's do that.
I never mean the things I say. I laugh a lot, could go all day, crack every smile until it breaks. Break, 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 break. I'm sorry, can't go out to play. Brain forecast clouds and pouring rain. I hope you know you're not to blame. Blame, 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 and it's beautiful. Tragic that this happens. Stop the party, just wanna go home. I try to be that pretty person. She can't always make the surface. I pretend for other people, so maybe I'm not a people person. Where's that picture perfect? Swear I saw her for person. I interrupt my train of thought, so don't be shocked if you can't talk. Have conversations with the wall. Hello, wall, how are you doing? And it's beautifully tragic that this happens. Stop the concert, guess it's a no-show. 1, 2, 3. Try to be that pretty person. She can't always make the surface. I pretend for other people, so maybe I'm not a person. Where's that picture perfect? Swear I saw her for a moment. I pretend for other people, so maybe I'm not a people person. I wanna see you, but not today. I'll be here for you when the chaos fades. What does it even mean to be a people person? I wanna see you, just not today. Wanna be friends, but I'm needing space. What does it even mean to be a people person? Try to be that pretty person. She can always make the surface. I pretend for other people, so maybe I'm not a people person. Where's that picture perfect? Swear I saw her for a moment. I pretend for other people, so maybe I'm not a people person.
The Alpha Sessions.
So that was People Person by Moth May. So what I loved about that performance is you sound so beautiful when you sing acoustic because you've got this beautiful voice. But obviously in the song, the production value is what makes the song very pop princess. Do you want to talk about your process of that?
Yes. So I actually co-wrote this song with this amazing girl producer, Tragic Sasha. She has her own project and everything, but she also produces for others. She's amazing. Her creative project is so amazing. And she reached out to me almost 2 years ago now I think her manager found me on Instagram. And she was like, oh, I feel like you would be a good fit to write together. And we actually wrote People Person and Stars in Your Pocket. And she produced both of those songs. And I just feel like she definitely knows what she's doing when it comes to pop music. Just her sound, textures, everything, the ideas. She's just brilliant. So, yeah, that's why I love People Person.
Yeah, and with the kind of backing vocals, her idea, or did you have that in your head already and she kind of brought it to life?
We kind of did it all together, really. I feel like I had some ideas, she had some ideas, and then we just screamed in the studio together. Yeah. And People Person was born.
That's good. So have you found a new partnership now and you want to work with her more, or do you like kind of working with different people?
So I am always working with different people, but I also always keep coming back to the ones that delivered successful collabs. Mm-hmm. So I am going to be working with Sasha again. We actually just got some sessions booked in for June because we're working on another track of mine that hopefully should be out by the end of this year.
Exciting. This feels like with this new era that there might be more songs within this kind of vibe. Is that on the table?
That is correct, yeah. My friend. Yeah, there is. So I'm going to have to spill the tea. I'm going to have to talk about my future plans a little bit. So I actually think it might be time for Martha May to release an EP. Because, yes, I did say that 2 years ago when I was here, I did talk about releasing an EP. But that never happened. Sadly, because you know, I think
life gets in
back then I was just growing into myself. I didn't have such a clear vision of what I actually wanted the EP to like fulfill and like to show. But now that I'm growing into my brand and my identity and everything, I'm so ready and I have such a good idea for an EP. Well, I'm not gonna reveal that just yet, but everyone can expect a few more songs this year.
Okay, that's exciting. I'm looking forward to that.
Thank you.
But I am itching to talk about Eurovision, especially as we've just had it.
Of course.
So you are our Alpha Sessions Eurovision star. So actually, listening to your last interview, you entered Dora, is it Dora?
Yeah, it's Dora.
For Croatia. And I think you said that you just entered a song you'd already written. And then was that the same for this year or did you write it more specifically?
So 2 years ago, yeah, I submitted a song that I didn't write with any Eurovision plans in mind. I remember I was just showing the song to my dad and my dad was like, oh, why don't you send it to Dora? And I was like, well, that makes no sense. They're not going to take me. I don't want to say I'm nothing, but like no one knew about me, you know.
Yeah.
And in Croatia, usually the artists that get into Dora already have labels and managers and I was just starting out. So I wasn't really, not that I wasn't feeling it, of course I wanted to do it, but I was skeptical. So when I submitted, I didn't actually think I would get through, but then I ended up getting through. And it was this big celebration in my family. That was amazing. But this time I actually planned my comeback. So because I knew that I wanted to come back because it was such a wonderful experience. And I just felt like it was wonderful, but because it was my first time doing it, I didn't really know enough. Yeah. So I feel like I was quite unprepared and like I did things without a team and I did a lot of the work myself. So I felt like I was ready to tackle it and like to be better prepared and everything. So, yeah, I actually worked with this. I worked with two people on Running to the Light and we wrote it specifically with Eurovision in mind. And I worked with Cormac Todd. He's this amazing pop Irish artist. And Matteo De Pares. He is from Malta. And he actually moves quite a lot in the Eurovision circles. So he does Eurovision camps often, works with Eurovision artists. And he had multiple songs in the Eurovision national finals throughout like this year and last year. So, yeah, it was amazing working with them and preparing for the project.
Yeah, I can. I listened to both your Eurovision distance and Running to the Light, and the kind of the big note in the chorus, it feels Eurovision, but it's so good. I actually wanted to ask you, I know Croatia didn't actually get to the finals this year, did they?
No.
What do you think of the song that did get selected?
Personally, it's not my cup of tea. I don't listen to that kind of music, but I've met Marco and he is an amazing person and I was really happy for him when he won, and I genuinely hoped that he would qualify in the finals, and when he didn't qualify, I was actually so heartbroken for him because I know that feeling of, you know, not qualifying because I didn't qualify in the finals of Dora even this year. So I can imagine the heaviness and the weight that that brings. And I think his performance was absolutely amazing. I think there was so much effort put into it. The choreography, the staging, the outfit, everything. I think he shined.
Yeah. It's that his songs, like I say, your song, it did feel like it would fit in your vision, but his one was also like a little bit out there, like in terms of like the topic. But also I noticed the production value that was already at Dora's stage. So do you have to fund that? Like did you get any budget?
The tea is that yes, we have to fund everything ourselves. Okay. So I feel like I don't want to say that that's kind of what was holding me back, because this is me spilling the tea in Alpha Sessions, but many things went wrong with my performance and like with my team. It was just everything that could go wrong basically went wrong. And I don't even mind talking about it now because it's been a while. I've had time to process, to heal. But I just feel like a lot of the things went wrong. I feel like the staging wasn't exactly what I wanted it to be for multiple reasons that I'm not going to get into. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely. Money definitely helps, I think, with the Dora and staging. And usually the labels would cover that, but because I'm an independent artist, so, you know.
Okay, we will need to do a fundraiser for your next year entry then.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think I'm taking a break from Dora at least for 2, 3, 5 years, honestly.
Oh,
I feel
really?
Like, I mean, Eurovision is still my dream, and I think forever it's going to be my dream, but I have a feeling that the next time I do Dora, I want to already be bigger. Like, I want to... I feel like I've done it as an independent artist twice. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like third time should be... not more. I don't want to say more professional, but, like, better prepared, better funds and, you know. Yeah.
maybe if this new era of Martha May, you are developing your identity, and do you feel like you want that established identity next time? So
exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what I want.
Okay. Well, we'll all be rooting for you next time.
Thank you.
You go for it. So let's have a listen to Running to the Light.
Yours until the end, forever intertwined, can't promise I'll be back, so keep me in your mind. I'd stay here by the water, gather seashells through the night. If this board could keep me harbored, oh, I'd stay here all my life, all my life. Bright nights are hypnotic, so I fall into the sky to search for my lucky star. I can see it from afar, still the years are passing by. I'd stay here by the water, gather seashells through the night. If this port could keep me harbored, oh, I'd stay here all my life. Trees in her palace of pearls, she could always be free, so magical, divine. But a niche in her mind makes her incomplete, 'cause all that she wants is to walk on the street. Wasn't built to run, but just like me, she's running to the light, running to the light. If this board could keep me harbored, oh, I'd stay here all my life.
The Alpha Sessions.
Great, so that was Running to the Light, our Croatia Eurovision entry. And earlier you said that you have an aquatic theme to a lot, as you're from Split. I've been to Split, by the way.
You
I love
like
the,
it?
Yeah, the, is it Kirka Waterfalls?
Kirka, yeah.
Kirka, sorry.
That's fine. It's very difficult to say for foreigners.
Oh, they were so beautiful.
It's beautiful, I know.
And, I mean, I'm from London, so my seaside is Southend. A little bit different.
Well, sea is the sea, you
the
know?
The sea is the sea, but I do love being by the sea. And I noticed in the artwork of that song you've got the sea. Is that in the video as well? And
yeah, in the music video.
Yeah, so talk us about, actually, because you did say that that song was more intentional, but is it still a personal song?
That's a very personal song, yeah. Because me and my two co-authors are all from different countries and not the UK, and we're all kind of from seaside countries, Ireland, Malta, and Croatia, we all felt that kind of connection to the water, and we all felt that sadness that comes with leaving your home. So we just wanted something that would depict that. So I wanted to write something very patriotic in a poetic fairy tale kind of way. So that's how Running to the Light came to life. Because essentially, it's a song about how no matter the fact that the choice to leave home is yours, like I made the choice to leave, it that doesn't mean that it's not difficult. It's still hard. And there's always that nostalgia and missing family and, you know, missing important things and just, you know, even though it is just a flight away nowadays, there's Ryanair and EasyJet. I mean, I can take a 50-pound flight for 2 hours and I'm there.
Yeah.
But still, it's still a big, yeah, it's still a lot of space between us, you know. I miss my family and my friends and the sea. Yeah, so that's what the song is about.
Yeah, it must be hard, like, if I think, I mean, my sister just went to Falmouth for university, which is the other end of this country, where it might as well be a 2-hour flight away. But, well, I know, like, when she was having a really bad day, my mum felt heartbroken. She couldn't just be there within an hour. Do you feel the same? Like, do you, like, ever feel like, I really need my mum right now?
Yeah, I feel like that a lot.
Yeah.
And I call her. I mean, we call often. We do video calls and everything. But it's not the same as just existing with your mom and dad and my dog and all my friends and just, I don't know, and also just being by the water. That's so healing. And just, like, hearing the waves and just staring into the void, it's very calming. So yeah. I do miss that. So, but I try to go back as often as I can. So
and have they helps. Been to visit you?
Yeah. Of course. They love it. They like London. And then we do all the touristy things.
Yeah. Had you been to London much before you moved here?
The first time I came here, I was 16. And it was a school trip. And I remember even then I was thinking, oh, I feel like I'm going to live here. I really wanted to come even then. And then when I was 17, I just started like, oh, I started thinking, maybe I should actually do it. Should I do this? And then I just did it. So, yeah, I always loved it. I always felt the special energy of this city. It is really special.
Yeah. And is there kind of more opportunity for music here then?
For sure. Yeah, I think it's just the independent scene is so strong here. There's so many opportunities like this even, you know, in Croatia, it's really hard to be an independent artist. I feel like in Croatia, it's a new thing. Only now independent artists are kind of like starting to like have their moment. But it used to be just you're either nothing singing as a hobby or signed by a label and selling out concerts, you know. So it was hard to like find that middle ground, you know. And I feel like here there's room to grow and to climb, and I'm enjoying the process.
Yeah, and we're happy to have you.
Thank you.
So I really like that you wrote a song intentionally for Eurovision, but it was still a personal song, because I'm also a songwriter, and to me, my songs have to mean something. Same. And you're going to perform Stars in Your Pocket as well, which is, you describe as a sad girl autumn song, yes. But a completely different vibe.
So that is a really sad song.
Yeah.
So the topic is quite sad. It's about being with someone who has depression and being with someone who is so badly, who's doing so poorly, and they can't help themselves, and you're trying to help them, but you can't, you know? And that's what the lyrics say. The lyrics say, maybe if I could take the stars and put them in your pocket, it would light you up.
Yeah.
But the reality is that you can be there for people, but unless you want to help yourself, you can't save them. So I feel like this song was good for me to write, because it was a therapy session for myself to realize, to cure my savior complex, and to realize that I can't save anyone. I can only save myself. I can be there, but I can't save the person.
That's really, I actually got shivers when you just said that, because, you know, I guess especially nowadays we have so much more vocabulary to talk about mental health.
Yeah.
So maybe more and more people are, you know, either going through it themselves, or they notice people around them, and it is so hard. I loved the lyric. Yeah, if I'm misquoting you, but
that's fine.
If I can take the light, it would light you. I can take the dark.
Yeah. That's what it says. It says, what does it say? Maybe if I could take the stars and put them in your, it would light you up. Oh yeah, I can take the dark. Yeah, exactly. Because that's just how I felt in this situation.
Yeah.
I just felt like, you know, I'm strong enough, like I can do it. But then it started being this situation where it was dragging me down as well.
Yeah.
So I had to get myself out of this situation. So yeah, I'm glad that I wrote this song and that I've learned things.
Mm-hmm. And did this song lyrically kind of, I don't know how you do it, but sometimes if I'm in a kind of sad situation or whatever, like the lyrics, they just kind of fall out and then afterwards you make a song out of it. Is that what happened in this situation?
Well, I wrote the song with Sasha, the girl that produced People Person as well. So we just, the lyrics just kind of fell out. I was just like, oh, this. And it's just like, we wrote it, I think, in less than 2 hours. It was so quick.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was just, it all just fell out.
Yeah.
That's how it is. Songwriting is therapy.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay, so let's have a listen to Stars in Your Pocket.
It's not your fault that you fell asleep while I was crying. You were too tired to remember your lines. It's not your fault I'm the only one who's still here trying. Nobody else could bear the look in your eyes. I know it's not okay that I'm still here, but I'm scared if I don't stay, who's gonna make you better? Maybe if if I could take the stars and put them in your pocket, it would light you up. I can take the dark. Maybe if I could bottle up the sun in tiny droplets, I'd give it all to you, even when I need it to. It's not your fault that we stomped out of my birthday party. Don't like my friends, they get too loud for you. Not like you forced me to build a home on a drowning island. You're going down, I can fall apart too. I know it's not okay that I'm still here, but I'm scared if I don't stay, who's gonna make you better? Maybe if I could take the stars and put them in your pocket, it would light you up. I can take the dark. Maybe if I could bottle up the sun in tiny droplets, I'd give it all to you, even when I need it to. I'll let the rain in too. At least I'll be with you. Maybe if I could take the stars and put them in your pocket, it would light you up. I can take the dark. Maybe if I could bottle up the sun in tiny droplets, I'd give it all to you, even when I need it to.
The Alpha Sessions.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Adding that to my playlist. So thank you so much. It's been lovely talking to you and hearing all these songs. I really can't wait to hear what you've got next. What do you have next? What's coming up from Arthur May?
So except for the couple songs that I'm currently working on and planning to release, I also have a headline gig coming on the 21st of June at the Waiting Room in Stoke Newington, and I am so excited because all the supports I've handpicked myself, they are all amazing. I have Anya Goal supporting me, I have Arliston, I have the AJM show. It's gonna be such a good night, and I've called the gig Summer Solstice Delulu.
Okay.
Because I am slightly delusional about the proportions of me being a pop star. So gotta fake it till you make it. That's
exactly
what they say. So the theme of the evening is just manifesting our dream lives. The dress code is dress as your dream self.
Okay.
And I am so, so excited because this is my first headline since December. And I have my full band joining me. So it's going to be an amazing night of catchy pop music. And I really hope to see you there. And also all our listeners, hopefully.
Definitely. Where can people buy tickets?
Tickets are all on the link in my bio, but I think they're on Dice as well. And also GoToBeat, because the promoter is GoToBeat. So.
Okay. And so what are your socials so people know how to find
so
you?
So I'm Martha May Music on Instagram. I'm Martha May on Spotify. Martha May Music on TikTok. I got all bases covered.
You got bases covered. And do you have any smaller gigs? And when do we wait for your next release, or is it all to be revealed?
So, the gig is going to happen in June, and then there might be a release soon after that.
Okay.
So hopefully July, but we'll see.
Okay, so we've got to come to the gig to hear your new song.
You have
song.
To come to the gig, okay. Exactly, yeah.
Great, well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure coming back.
The Alpha Sessions.